Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Communication Skills Training, How to Communicate Clearly. Communication skills training is most important to you because many people lack good communication skills. And the consequences of having poor communication skills can be serious indeed. Poor communication skills can lead to the following painful consequences. 1. Misunderstandings. 2. Confusion. 3. Avoidable errors. 4. Conflict. And 5. A poor working atmosphere. If you improve your communication skills, then you will be able to rectify all these problems and replace them with the opposite benefits, i.e. mutual understanding, greater clarity, avoidance of errors, more cooperation, and a productive working atmosphere. Question: what are the best and easiest steps to take in order to most rapidly improve your communication skills? Answer: take the following steps. As a speaker, slow down. Structure your message. Make your conclusions clear. Repeat your key points. And put strict limits on the quantity. As a listener, focus your mind on the message. Slow the speaker. Try to visualize. If in doubt, ask questions. And if possible, take written notes. Let us write some notes on each item. 1. Slow down. Why should the speaker slow down the rate of delivery of his or her message? Answer: in order to allow the mind of the listener to absorb the message. There is a difference between hearing a message and absorbing a message. If you speak too quickly, then the listener will hear you, but will not be able to absorb your message, and therefore will not be able to understand it, nor remember what you said. So slow down. 2. Structure your message. Why should the speaker structure the message? Answer: in order that the reasoning and the logic of the message is self-evident. Your listener needs to learn two things from you. 1. What you think is true. 2. The reasons why you think it's true. The listener needs both elements. If you say, "I think X is true," but you fail to give any reasons or facts to back up your claim, then what you say will seem arbitrary and worthless. But on the other hand, if you supply only lists of facts, but don't draw any intelligent conclusions from the facts, then the listener will think, "I understand what you're saying, but so what?" 3. Make your conclusions clear. Place your conclusions at the beginning of the piece or right at the end. Don't bury your conclusions in amongst the reasons. If you do bury your conclusions in amongst the reasons, then the listener won't hear them. 4. Repeat the key points. Here is a sad fact. Most of what you say or write will be forgotten by nearly everyone. It's sad, but true. How can you, therefore, imprint your key points on their memory? Answer: repeat, repeat, repeat. Don't be afraid to repeat your key points. Napoleon Bonaparte once said, "Repetition is the strongest argument," meaning if you keep saying something, then eventually it will sink in. Putting the same point the other way, if you say something only once, then it's likely to go in one ear and out of the other. Repeat, repeat, repeat. 5. Put strict limits on the quantity. How many pieces of information can the average brain absorb in one sitting? Answer: about 9. Tops. Example: if they were dealt out in front of you, how many playing cards could you memorize in the correct sequence? Answer: about 9. Tops. And this point has implications for you as the communicator. The implication is, don't say too much. In communication, more is not necessarily better. In communication, less is more. Question: are you better served making 9 points that the other can retain in their memory, or making 15 points that the others cannot retain in their memory? Answer: you are better served making 9 points or less that the other person can retain in the memory. But what if you've got more than 9 points to make? Well, then split them up into chunks and deliver them in packets of 9 or less. Which means that I should stop writing now, or speaking, and continue the points concerning listening on my next blog. So for your memory's sake, here are the main points again. Speakers, slow down, structure your message, make your conclusions clear, repeat key points, and put strict limits on the quantity. Thank you.